Now, Ridgeview Raptors talk in the Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle with Coach Dale Tokheim as the Raptors fall in their home opener 26-22. Coach, we were talking about it a little bit beforehand. You said you felt you were in control for pretty much the whole game, and I know you got off to a nice start.
Yeah, you know, we were up 14-0 in the first quarter, and first drive we went 3 and out and punted. Defense did a great job in the first half. I think they only had 26 yards rushing and maybe 27 yards passing in the first half, and they scored on a in the second quarter on a fumble, a 10-yard fumble return for a touchdown to make it 14-7. So otherwise, I thought our defense played lights out in that first half. You know, and for us, on our second possession, I think Kliegel had a 5-yard run to set up a touchdown run by Tokheim, I think, for a 6-yard run. And then Tokheim hit Kissenmach for the 2-point conversion. So we're up 8-0 in 6 minutes, probably in the first quarter. And then we get an onside kick. Then we have probably a 45-yard drive, but it's probably 13 plays because we had several penalties that we overcame. And then they had a face mask, I think, that helped us convert a third and long situation. But we scored with probably 31 seconds left to go in the first quarter, and we're up 14-0. But the second quarter, definitely, you know, we're up 14-0, but we struggled a little bit. We were on our side, probably inside our 30, it seemed like forever. The defense, they gave up one small little drive, and we held inside our 10. We move the ball, throw an interception, stop them, and then 2 plays later is when we have the fumble for a return. So our defense just played lights out in that first half. We just had a couple of big mistakes that hurt us, you know, so it ended up being 14-7 at half.
And how did your score in the second half come about?
I've forgotten the first half after they scored. And, you know, we ended up punting. They roughed the punter, and Jake Tokheim came out, and Xander Ernst, our freshman quarterback, comes in. We drive 80 yards, and we get a first, and we drive it all the way down, first and goal on the 9, and we end up getting nothing. And I think there was 2 minutes left, you know, so we easily could have scored another one there. And then in the second half, we kicked off, moved the ball and ended up, after I think we exchanged punts, they had a nice little drive, and they scored with 7:30, I think, left to go in the second quarter, and it was missed the extra point, so we're still up 14-13. And then we drive on our next possession, and I take that back. It was probably punts back and forth, and I think it was in the fourth quarter. We have a nice little drive, and we had Tokheim to Kuthrow on a 38-yard touchdown pass with 8:40 to go in the fourth quarter, and to take a 22-13 lead. And Logan Kuthrow ran a nice route. Toke threw a nice on-the-run pass, and Logan made a couple moves to have some guys miss. Caleb Kissenmach makes a great downfield block, you know, to help him get in the end zone. It seems like we're pretty good. And on their first play, after that, they hit a 67-yard touchdown pass, I think, with about 8:25 to go, in the fourth quarter. And we just kind of bid on a double move, and our corner sees it, but he slips and falls. He probably would have been even with the guy had he not fallen, but, he probably just came up and a little too early and kind of forgot, you know, do your job first, because we had somebody else on this hitch that he came up to, and he realized it was a hitch and go, and it just slipped and fell. And then we probably drove for eight plays and drove it down into their side of the field and have third and long. And probably the one mistake I thought Toke really made was he called a boot. He had the play. He says, "Hey, I got it." I said, "Go ahead." And I didn't even know what he was calling. And he called a 27 boot left. And he gets around the edge, and he could run it, probably get the first down, and he throws it. And if he gets that first down, you know, that might have been able to to give us what we needed to run the clock out. And but we punt inside the it's probably about the 11-12 yard line, and so we're feeling pretty good. You know, they're going to have to drive 90 yards, and there's 5 minutes or something left, and they pick up a few first downs, and then they hit a 67 or 70 yard touchdown pass. You know, and our defensive back is right there and tries to go for the interception. The kid just out jumps him and, you know, takes the ball away. And, you know, he probably just needs to stop, you know, and go up and try to knock it down instead of going for the interception. And we probably have 4 minutes left and pick up a couple first downs, but our pass blocking just did not, you know, uphold. They were pinning their ears back and coming back after us, and they just end up running the clock after we get a fourth down kind of Hail Mary. And, you know, we didn't have, enough. I mean, we had 340 yards offense and just didn't quite come up with enough plays to, you know, score another touchdown.
Woodbury Central prevails 26-22. Raptors still seeking that first win as they'll travel down to Wall Lake to take on East Sac County next Friday, and we'll be there for the broadcast on Mix 101.7 and video streamed as well. We'll talk to you before that midweek next week. Coach of Ridgeview, Dale Tokheim, thank you, and for now, enjoy the Labor Day weekend.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. We appreciate the coverage.